This is the ninth day of an air battle between Palestinians and Israelis, and both Prime Minister Netanyahu and Hamas, the militant group which governs the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, say they won't stop. Hamas began launching rockets after an incident with Israeli police at a sacred site in Jerusalem. But there's also simmering rage over eviction of Palestinians from the West Bank territory to make way for Jewish settlers. Yesterday, President Biden expressed support for both Israel's right to defend itself and for a ceasefire. But many Democrats, including Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin, want stronger language and actions. He joins us by phone. And Congressman, have I got that right?
Well, what we want is to use the power of the United States in diplomacy to first get a ceasefire and second, work towards some lasting peace. You know, when I first came to Congress, I remember when Barack Obama had said no more illegal settlements. It's going to make it too hard to have a two-state solution. And yet all I've watched for 8.5 years is continued expansions, the removal of Palestinians from their homes. This isn't something that happened 10 days ago with Hamas firing rockets, which I all think we should condemn. But certainly years and decades of mistreatment of Palestinians has really led us to this point.
Let's take the notion of the settlements. Both Palestinians and Israelis make ancient claims to this land. As you know, it goes in and out of Israeli courts. Recently, there was this movement in the West Bank settlement. And here's a clip from a video that went viral. It shows Mona Al-Kurd, a young Palestinian, accusing a Jewish settler of taking her family home in occupied East Jerusalem. Let's listen.
It's easy to yell at me, but I didn't do this.
Yeah, you are stealing my house.
And if I don't steal it, someone else is going to steal it.
No one.
You know, millions have seen this, Congressman. And behind this is this ancient debate over who owns the land. How do you resolve that?
Well, but there is official recognized lines that we're trying to get back to. I think what gets referred to the most often is going back to the late 60s, the lines you had then. If we're ever going to get to a two-state solution, there will be land swaps to get to some point. But if one side, who has the power and might, continues to take away the housing from the other side, that's never going to get us towards peace.
Well, but that's not what President Trump said. As you know, he officially declared Jerusalem the capital of Israel. He moved the U.S. embassy there, enraging people who have wanted East Jerusalem to be the capital of a Palestinian state and a two-state solution.
So first of all, Donald Trump was, a humanitarian anomaly. But you're right, because of that shift in policy, there is a bigger burden on Joe Biden. But Joe Biden's been pretty big and bold on a lot of things so far. And I think what he needs to do is bring us back to the point that we can help be brokers in peace. You know, the last time I was there, I remember looking into a valley and seeing a major road with a giant wall separating the middle where one side Palestinians can drive and one side Israelis can drive. That reminds too many of us of the former South Africa that took too many abuses of its people. We need to get back to that role to try to be brokers in peace.
Well, your colleague, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has described this as an apartheid state. You tweeted out over the weekend, Palestinians in Gaza live in an open-air prison while Israel keeps expanding illegal West Bank settlements. But do you think that there is a change in the air because of social media and the recent racial reckoning around the world? There are people who are trying to end-run governments and make this a human rights issue around the world in this moment.
Absolutely. And because of that, people can see for themselves what's happening on the ground. And when you kill 20 times the number of people that have been killed by Hamas rockets, people start questioning this, especially Gaza. You know, Gaza, a majority of the people are on food assistance. 98% of the water is undrinkable. Those conditions actually are creating the problem where you're going to have more people become radicalized. This is a powerful tool for those who do try to recruit people to be terrorists.
Well, Mark Perry, who's a senior analyst at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, is one of those who's saying that President Biden might have to do what no U.S. president has ever done and issue a statement, much like the U.S. said to Saudi Arabia, we support you, but it's not unconditional. On the other hand, there are people who say this is intractable and the U.S. is not going to be able to solve it if Israel won't negotiate and the Palestinians won't. Why is this a U.S. problem?
Because, one, we do take this role across the planet, especially in a region that's so important to many people in the United States. But also, we're supplying much of the assistance to Israel. I personally support the Iron Dome because that is intended to de-escalate any violence.
The Iron Dome, this is the anti-missile craft system that Israel has that can knock down some of these rockets.
Exactly. But the intention is to de-escalate violence because you took it out, fewer people are killed on both sides. However, when Israel then goes and does what it's been doing for the last 9 days, that's the opposite of the goal of Iron Dome.
What do you say to those who say that Israel does have the right, as soon as rockets come in, to defend itself? And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who says Democrats like you are making a false equivalence between terrorist aggressors — Hamas is considered a terrorist organization — and a responsible state defending itself.
Yeah, so I think we have to realize the two beneficiaries right now of what's going on are Benjamin Netanyahu and Hamas, not the people of Israel or Palestine. And that's the real problem. So, yes, they absolutely have to be able to defend themselves, but they have to show restraint. We're not seeing restraint right now by Netanyahu.
That's Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan of Wisconsin. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you.